Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Hi, and welcome to the program. I'm so excited to be with you once again, and this is our new Monday time frame that we're going to be coming in and sharing messages with those who are listening, from those who are across the veil, from our guides, our masters, our teachers, and I'm just really excited to be able to be with you once again. And if you do want to try to call and make a connection, or if you have a question, please feel free to give me a call here. And if you can't get through and you would like to send me an email, I'm more than happy to answer some questions through the email. If by some chance I lose the program today, I apologize. We're having some phone line difficulties here, and if we do, I've already talked to the station about just going ahead and doing something, you know, a little different on their end, because we are having that problem. But I'm hoping and crossing our fingers we're going to be able to stay connected through the program today. I want to welcome you and say it is such an honor to be able to share these messages with you, and I feel it is such a privilege to be able to communicate the message that wants to come forward and wants to be given with and for each person who's listening. I have a message for a Leslie that's coming through immediately here, and the message is telling you that it is time for you to step forward. There is something that you've been holding yourself back from doing, and they're saying it's time for you to step forward. It's time for you to move beyond the limitations that you have set before yourself. It's kind of like I'm seeing you're possibly even fighting a lawsuit, that you're possibly fighting some type of battle that is legal base, and they're saying it's time for you to move forward. Let the big boys fight the battle, and it's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to settle down again. That they understand you have apparently you have property in another place, but you're wanting to go back to live somewhere else that you've not held on to, and they're saying it's time to step up to the plate and move back to that, and stop being held back by that legal stuff that's going on. They're saying you have the ability, you have the gift to do this. You have what's needed to be in that place. You have what's needed to move forward through that situation. And I'm not sure they're starting so quickly on me today. They're coming in and they're bringing in some different insight, different messages. And once again, Leslie, the message that they're wanting me to share with you is how I'm seeing it, is you have property and it looks like you have something that you've built on it that you use like during the summer months or during the winter months, but it's not your permanent residency, and they're saying that you're right, that is not your permanent residency, that they do want to encourage you to go back to the place where you left from to move forward into doing what it is you're doing. I'm sorry I'm not getting a little bit clearer direction, but I'm sure you, as you're picking up this message and hearing this message, that you understand what this is about, that they are really wanting you to move forward, they're wanting you to go into and grasp a hold of this a little bit stronger. I have a message for Luis. Luis, they're telling me to tell you that it is really important for you to have some more me time. As you're having this me time, you're going to find that as your child begins to have his time and begins to do his thing as he's getting older, you're going to be able to find how those times blend together, but you can find more of yourself within those times. They're saying that you don't have an overly strong desire to do things just for yourself, because that's not your style, is what they're saying, and that you're very much a mother at heart, that you consider having had this little guy as such a privilege and such an honor that you want to do everything absolutely perfectly right for him. And they're also trying to tell me to share with you that being a human being, we can't always do that. But you're doing an outstanding job. I'm seeing your brother's energy come in once again. He's connecting with you once again in a manner of letting you know that he's there to help you. He's there to give you some inspiration while you're raising this little guy. He's also wanting me to share with you something about, I'm seeing what looks like a metal type of box, almost like an old ammunition type of box. He's wanting you to, I don't know what I'm seeing this. What I'm seeing is in this old metal type of a box is creating almost like a time capsule of information that you can share and you can gather and you can put together to share with his namesake as he gets older. It's something he can go back and understand a little bit more about family history. He's saying that there's some items that you will be putting in there that are really very special to you, that are going to help hold that specialness and move that specialness forward into working with and helping keep his name and his reality alive to his namesake. I'm also getting something about your husband and his work. You want to send love and light to that, that there's something about his working. He's safe. He's not in danger. They're not telling me that. They're saying there's something about his work situation that you want to put a little extra love and light into at night when you're doing your meditative contemplation and your quiet time. Be supportive. Be encouraging. I believe there's a lot of stress going on there, but there's some other stuff happening that he's not real sure of how to understand, and be supportive is what I'm hearing, is the message that's coming through with that. There's also a message for Jen. Jen, they're telling me to tell you that you will be getting a call to come back to work soon, but that this is the perfect time and the perfect opportunity for you to actually decide where you really want to be. If you want to make a change, this is the perfect time to make a change in that employment situation, in that job situation. If you want to move from the position that you're doing now and kind of look at a different position, this is the perfect moment, because they're going to open the door for that for you. They're also showing me that, yes, you will be called back to this other position. I'm seeing it more towards the first of the year, but I understand that they're saying that you need to put some initiative, that you need to put some movement forward. I'm seeing movement. I'm seeing you taking steps forward. They're showing me for you to take some movement steps forward as you're beginning to go into this new position, that it's time for, they're saying it's time for you to get out of the cold, and it's time for you to get into a little bit better of a position where it's not so hard on your physical body. They're saying it's time for you to move more into a, I don't want to say easier type job, but easier physical job is what they've got in store for you. Just to listen to that guidance and trust that what you're hearing and trust that what you're being led to do and possibly move into, to trust that, to know that you've got an open door waiting for you to move forward with that. Marianne, I have the message coming in for you to share with you that you feel like you've not fulfilled the desire and the things that are needed for you to have finished the project that you started. And what I'm getting from Dave is that he is helping you, he is guiding you, he is, as he has said to you at other times, he is helping you write the checks to be able to pay for this, and he did not want you to go out on such a financial limb, and he did not want you to go out on getting a loan or spreading your finances so thin that it would have created a hardship for you. He said those years and those days are gone. He doesn't want you back in that place, and that's why this it almost feels like your project has stalled and has come to a negative space within your own mind. But he's saying don't look at it that way. Look at the progress that you have made. Look at where you are at with this and see how much further ahead you are because of that. I'm also hearing to tell you to be careful this winter, that as you've made this change and as you've done this, that you now take advantage of the safety. There's something about this new change that you have made being safer. I'm not sure why he's saying that or why he's bringing the message forward that way. I'm also hearing from your guide that you are in their hand, that they are taking care of you, and that you are being guided and directed and helped. Don't try to get the horse in front of the cart. Don't try to get the cart in front of the horse. I heard that completely backwards from how they were trying to say it. Don't get the cart in front of the horse. Don't try to overdo. Don't try to go too fast, but follow the direction and leading of what Spirit is showing you. See, I have a caller. Evelyn, go ahead. This is April. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, April. I was looking for any messages and anything you can kind of guide me on in the financial realm of life.
Okay. Let's see if I can get a connection with you here. I'm seeing that you have a job, correct? You have a position currently, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I got a full time and a part time.
Right, and it just feels like that it's not doing what it needs to be doing.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
It's kind of like you're working X amount of hours every week, and you just feel like when you sit there and look at the paycheck, it's just not fulfillment. It's just not. It's almost that type of thing where it's like so much hours and so little income. They're wanting me to tell you that that's going to change. They're wanting me to tell you that it's going to get so that you have not so many hours out but have more income in.
Oh, really?
That there's actually going to be a change in that. Is there a potential of a promotion with the company that you're working with? Because I'm seeing a ladder, and I'm seeing the steps upward on a ladder.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, stranger things have happened, because I've been thinking about that, and every time I think of it, I go, I don't see where it would be. It would have to be something totally where I'm not even aware there's a position. I mean, somebody out of the blue would have to come up and offer me something that I'm not even aware would be out there for me to apply for, per se.
Right, and how I'm seeing it is I'm seeing it as you taking a lateral step and then stepping upward. It's almost like if you're on a pathway, that right to your right is actually this ladder that's moving upward, and what it's going to require for you to do is to step to your right and then up. So, yes, it's not within the mainstream or the main flow of where you're at right now. But it is out there. It's something that's going to be a little bit of a deviation of where you're at right now. But it's very much there for you.
And how will it just kind of drop into my lap? Because I don't know how this will be coming about.
What I'm seeing is that they're telling me for you to become aware of what's going on around you. It's kind of like standing there and watching like with a pair of binoculars, keeping an eye on everything that's going on around you in that environment, in your work environment. I don't know if it even, is it possible that it could be coming in from your part-time job?
What? I'm in retail grocery. I don't see where there's advancement that would make me more money.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's, I just don't know where it would be. That's just it. I just don't know where the advancement would be that would actually make more money and where I would want to be, because I'm kind of burnt out in retail, unless it's something in the corporate type position and somebody comes about and offers me something in corporate. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's I'm definitely seeing the ladder moving upward, which could very much be a movement into corporate, which could very much be moving into almost like a training position where you do some training work, where you do some training seminars. That type of thing is almost kind of what it feels like. You're going to move forward in that manner. It's that, yes, I can see where your burnout is, and yes, I can see where they're beginning to show you that it's kind of done there, been there, did that. Now it's going to be kind of shift it so that your income comes out better. They're saying what they're going back to what they said to me at the very beginning. You have so many hours out and so little money in that they want to change that for you, and they want to change it to a balance of the hours are not so many, but the income is raised.
Right.
And that's something to do with this shift forward. And they're telling me really to tell you to keep your eyes open and watch for what's going on and possible bulletins and possible, it's almost like somebody's going to walk by you and make a statement that's going to make your ears kind of stand up and say, could this be what they were talking about? And become very aware of what's going on around you. You're probably not going to see this shift, and you're probably not going to see this change till after the first of the year.
Okay, not till after the first of the year?
Right. I'm seeing it happening right around the first of the year, after the first of the year. I'm also seeing something with your investments. Do you have an investment through the company?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Even though I've been with them for 5 years.
There's something coming up with an investment opportunity that's really going to be positive for you as well. So it may be like a 401k, or it may be like an internal company's savings plan type of situation that's going to open up for you as well through this shift. And it's going to have a very positive, it's going to have a positive flow for you with money.
And yeah, the only thing is sometimes I think I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place right at the moment, because believe it or not, it's like I have benefits, insurance benefits, and I can't rock the boat with the insurance benefits because my son's in a sport, and I just have to stay, believe it or not, I have to stay with insurance benefits till at least that sport season's done, and then worry about it in the next year. You know what I'm saying? I can't rock that boat right now.
And I don't feel you're going to have to. I don't feel that you're going to have to. I feel like what's going to happen is going to be, it's going to be within the nucleus of where you're at right now. It's not like you're going to move from, I don't know your names of your stores down there, but it's not going to move, you're not going to move from like the Piggly Wiggly to an AMP. They're showing me that you're going to actually kind of stay within the network of where you're at right now. There's an advancement. There's something coming up to move you up. It's going to open an opportunity for your investments, but it's also going to keep your benefit plans intact, but it's going to increase the benefit values.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
I'm really seeing this very strongly around you. I'm also seeing a figure that looks very similar to a mother, to a mothering figure who is in and around your space. I don't know if your mother's passed or not. But I'm seeing a very strong motherly type figure with you. That can be a friend, it can be an aunt, it could be a grandmother who still puts herself in that kind of position. But I'm seeing this very strong, nurturing kind of motherly kind of feeling mother energy that's around you right now, offering you some guidance also on how to handle situations that are coming in, because there's a few things that have come in that you've looked at and felt like, what the heck am I supposed to do now? And they're there helping you.
Well, because in the industry I'm in right now, just to put it in a nutshell, is like I'm not getting basically the respect that I feel I deserve. I'm getting walked over. I'm getting the crappy shifts. I'm getting my hours cut. And it's all because they have control over that. And no matter how much I bark about it, can you make it better? They can make it worse. Depends what week they feel like being nice to me. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that.
I totally understand. I totally understand. But it does feel like you're going to make a shift. It feels like you're going to make a lateral and then a vertical shift. And it's not going to affect your benefits plan at all. You're going to be able to hold that intact as well. Patience is going to be something that you're going to need to draw from, and I think that's where this motherly energy is coming in, kind of giving you that nurturing, giving you that, you know, take them. What it feels like is the energy is like saying to you, take time to breathe. Make sure that when it's happening and you want to just lose it with it, take time to breathe through it is what they're kind of showing me, that they're going to help give you that strength and that ability that you need to do in order to get to that place.
Okay. How about I'm kind of thinking of setting up a little Reiki thing going on. I've been actually rearranging a room just to see if I can do that on the side. Do you see that? Something I should focus on too?
I am, but I'm also telling you to be very aware of your neighborhood's requirements. I do see it as being very beneficial, and if you do it very low-key, and if you do it not in a highly visible manner, it's going to have a very positive effect.
Yeah, if I'm working a full-time job, this is not something, it would be definitely probably low-key, you know, just...
That's what they're wanting you to keep it at right now? Yes.
Okay. And you see me getting good at that, getting involved in that? Because, I mean, I've had Reiki for about 10 years, Reiki 1 and 2 for about 10 years. I'm only getting into it now.
That's okay. That, you know, a lot of people will do that when they get their Reiki training and when they get their different levels of training that way. What I'm actually seeing is that as you're helping other people through doing the work, through doing the therapy sessions, that's really going to reactivate the energy within yourself, which is going to bring favor with you in the employment industry.
Okay.
It's going to help create a change within yourself, a balance within yourself. As you're helping others, you're going to begin to be of help to yourself as well.
Okay, so, and you see this working out. Do you see any travel plans in the next, probably within 30 days, just out of state to get to a couple of my son's games?
I think, did we talk about this at one point in time?
I don't know. Did we? I don't know if I did or didn't.
Okay. For some reason, I'm remembering somebody who was wanting to travel to their son's games. And that they were saying to do something as a hobby to help you make the money to do that. Was that you?
It might have been me. You know what? It's been a while now, so I probably forgot about it.
I'm definitely feeling that you can travel, but you're going to have to make the money through different means than your traditional manners of making your money. There, hence, could be your Reiki sessions. In order to... So you don't want to... What they're saying is you don't want to take the money from Peter and Paul to pay George to go on these trips, and then when you get back, Peter's short. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what they're showing me, that if you can find a way to bring in some other financial means to subsidize you being able to do this, yes, that's going to happen. But I'm also hearing, this is, I don't understand why I'm hearing this. I'm hearing don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, okay.
I know that you want to be there to support your son and that you want to do what you can to, you know, be a part of his life because that's really important. I'm also hearing, though, don't put your own life in a place where you could have difficulty down the road because of that.
I know, because I'm struggling now, so I don't know. I was just hoping there was going to be a way somewhere, somehow.
I think maybe if you did start doing the Reiki on a part-time basis, if you started bringing in a little bit of income with that, that could be a possible blessing. Also, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever learned breath therapy or a form of, it's like a somatic practice where you use breath to do healing work?
No.
You may want to look into that. you may want to do some more research on that. And it's I'm not saying you need to take a class on it, but what I'm really hearing, and they were showing it to me earlier, was learning how to do the breath along with doing the Reiki is going to be beneficial for you and for the people that will end up coming in for sessions with you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe Google that online, breath therapy. It would be where I would start, would be under breath therapy. And it's something about using the breath to bring in healing and to help open up areas within yourself and within your client's self as they're doing the healing work and as you're doing healing work with them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Well, thanks for your call today.
New adventure coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, and you have a great evening.
Okay, thank you, April. Bye.
Bye-bye. I see I have another caller, Simone. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you?
I am spectacular. How about you?
I'm wonderful, actually. It's just a general question.
Okay.
Do my guide, does my team have any words of wisdom to offer to me?
Words of wisdom.
Insight into the future.
One of the things that I'm hearing is that you need to slow down a bit.
Really?
I'm hearing that you need to slow down a bit. I'm not sure if it's that you're pushing the envelope so hard that you're forgetting to take care of yourself, but I'm hearing that you need to slow down a bit.
Okay.
Also hearing that, as with the other gal that I was visiting with, that there is going to be an opportunity, and this has been the theme of the messages that have come through. There's been two other people, but there's going to be an opportunity for you to advance, move forward, do more through the position where you're at right now is going to change to the point where it's going to advance.
Okay.
Do you work for yourself? Are you self-employed? Because I'm seeing self-employment in your energy field.
Yeah, I'm intending to.
Okay. That may be what they're showing me then, because I'm seeing the there's this one little deck that I'll use, an oracle deck, and in it has the entrepreneur card, and I'm seeing that entrepreneur card coming forward. I'm not pulling cards, but that card has actually come forward in your space. And that's why I brought up the self-employment thing, because it feels like you have the ability, you have what it takes in order to do this, move and move forward with knowing that the wisdom of the ancients is with you.
Okay.
What type of work is it that you'll be doing?
Well, I've also been attuned into the Reiki modality, but this is merely the tip of the iceberg in terms of what I intend to get in, what I intend to get into and offer. There are many, many, many different, energy healings and modalities that I want to get into and that I'm eager to learn and be activated in.
Okay.
And I'm kind of holding myself back in terms of I could start offering the Reiki right now. I'm a little nervous. To get out there and try to find clientele, and a part of me is also saying, well, let me just wait and get all these modalities under my belt first. And I don't know. I'm just nervous. I'm hesitant to start working for myself.
Okay. Kind of to share a little bit with you along all of that is the more you begin to do, the more you get your hands wet, so to speak, the more you practice, the stronger you're going to get, and as you're learning other modalities, it's going to add to it. So what they're encouraging me to share with you is you don't have to go into this full bore and say, I'm Reiki practitioner, da-da-da-da-da, but you can start beginning that way through the energetic healing. I do a lot of energetic healing classes. I do a lot of energetic healing work because that's what my life is about. Other than doing this type of program. and visits from across the veil. But I also do a lot online, so I'm feeling like I want to share with you, if you go on to one of my websites, which is White Wolf Learning Institute, that there are some things in there that you can read on, and possibly even classes that you could do online if you're interested. But what I'm, and I don't know why I felt led to share that with you, but I did. I don't normally, when a person's coming in for a reading, share my own things, because, you know, that's not the purpose of why we do this. But there's more for you to do, and there's more for you to learn that's going to give you strength in it, but you need to start practicing what you do know in order to get that stronger as you're adding the other things to it.
Okay. Do you see, I have some, like I said, I'm very new in regards to tapping into to my gifts. My dreams have been pretty informative. I'm seeing flashes of light and things, movements, you know, in my periphery and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been communicating with someone, something.
Mm-hmm.
Could you maybe see?
You're beginning to make a connection with a spirit guide, is what I'm hearing. You're beginning to make some contact with a spirit guide, is what I'm hearing. Someone who wants to give you more information. They're showing me, they show me this every time when they're talking in this particular arena. It looks like you sit at a desk that's inside of a big football stadium, and on this desk is where you sit as the student learning and growing and beginning your path, and then there's this grease board in front of you, and as you learn different lessons, different teachers, different guides come down and work with teaching us that lesson. And that's what one of these is one of those teachers is beginning to show you some things and beginning to give you some enlightenment.
Oh, okay. So it's not a family member.
No, this is not a family member. A family member you're going to pick up through clairessence, the ability to smell. You're going to pick it up through that more than you're going to pick it up through movement. I don't know why they just said that, but that's what they were showing me.
Yes, that's exactly how this person is communicating with me, by moving my head and my hand.
Okay. And you're also going to pick up, when it comes through as a family member, though, you're going to pick up the smell. You're going to pick up a fragrance when it's a family member. When it's a guide, you're going to pick it up through the movement and the other guidance.
Okay, so this is a guide. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
this guide, it won't be with me, forever. It's just for this particular stage.
Through a learning process, right. This is not your guide. This is a learning guide. This is a learning teacher.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome. All right, is there anything else that they wish to...
Not that I'm hearing in particular to share with you, other than check out that website, because there's a lot of things that I think you might find that we can offer here that would be beneficial to you.
Awesome.
Super.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I see I have another caller. Sorry, I don't know how to say your name. You're from California. This is April. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
I believe so. What is your name?
Elise.
Yep, I'm talking to Elise.
I wonder if there's any messages.
Let's see. The minute I connected with you, I started feeling animal energy around you. Do you work much with animals, or have you had a connection with animals?
I just love them. I don't have any at the moment.
Okay, I just felt a lot of animal energy around you, and I think what it is that they're showing me is that there's some animal totem energy that wants to bring you some strength.
Oh. Great.
Are you feeling a little bit depleted, or a little bit like you're kind of not not feeling your normal self, kind of not feeling within your own strength, within your own...
Especially today.
Pardon?
Today especially.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm picking up, this this totem animal energy that they want to bring in. You know, for example, if you know that you're working with dog, you know that you've got loyalty and you've got that, you know, the energy that goes with dog. I'm not saying that's what I'm feeling around you, because I'm feeling larger animals. I'm feeling more
horses.
Yes, like that stamina, like the endurance, like the, so yes, it would be more like the horse energy. And maybe do some research on horse energy and how to apply that to yourself. There's a lot of really good books out there on totem animals, but I'm really feeling that strongly around you that they want to help give you that extra oomph back, kind of get the giddy up back in your get up is the words I'm hearing.
Yes. Yes, and how do I accept that?
How do you work with it? A lot of times it's just becoming aware of it and knowing that it's in your space. And I, oftentimes when I'm working, like I work with some horse energy as well, my main totems happen to be wolves. But when I'm working with that energy or when I'm working with it, I do a lot of visualization and actually seeing the horse and you know, maybe even giving the horse a name and saying, come on, I need that extra strength that you promised me or that extra endurance that, you know, you're bringing.
I've had horses. Is it? Could it be any particular horse or just horses in general?
I'm seeing just horses in general, but
okay.
I do think that there is a connection from the other side with horses with you as well.
Great. Any other messages?
They're showing me this. For some reason, they're really showing me your energy is very low, that you need to do some re-retrieving of your own energies. You tend to have feathered out your energies to a number of different places, people, and things, and they're wanting you to start drawing that energy back into yourself because that's part of what's depleting you.
Recently, I spent the last month or so over at a piece of property that I own with my brother, and I did there. He's living there with his sons, and they've kind of trashed the place. And I was over there doing a lot of cleaning and repairing. Is that where I lost it?
It's very possible, very possible. But you've really drained yourself, and they're wanting you to draw that energy back to yourself, and doing that through some drawing in that strength from the animal totem because they're bringing the animals right back in.
Yeah. Okay.
See which animals tend to repeat in your presence. See which animals you tend to see over and over again. Like if you're out and about, do you tend to keep seeing a magpie? Oh, what's the energy to do with a magpie? Or
I've been seeing these like blue herons and white cranes flying a lot.
Look those up because there is a lot to do with the blue herring. I don't recall it off the top of my head, but I have another friend who really works with blue herring energy. And there's a lot to that. So look that up if you can get a hold of some of the books that are really good on animal totems.
Great.
I think you'll find some really strong messages there for you.
Also, my brother's had a headache for a couple months. Can you see what that is?
He needs balancing.
Balancing.
He needs, I don't know if you do any type of energy healing work yourself or not.
I haven't for years, but go ahead.
If he's laying down, if you can get him to lay down on like a bed and you could sit at the foot of the bed and place your hands at the back of his skull, like where the occipital bone, the bone is right there, the spinal, and just hold that energy there, just hold that space and just kind of put ever such a light amount of pressure there.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're doing that, visualizing him like you're looking at he's a clock and that the clock is spinning clockwise. And
yes.
From your eyes, looking at him in a clockwise manner, that's going to help balance that out. You're going to have to do that a couple of times for him or have somebody who can do that for him.
Is that like cranial sacral work?
Very similar to, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because he has it right at the bottom of his skull and up the back of his neck.
That's exactly where I'm seeing it. So if you hold that energy space there and bring it back into balance, it's going to help him.
Yeah, he was afraid it was cancer and doesn't have the money to go find out, so I thought I would ask for him.
It brings balance. Bring him some balance. And even if there is the potential for those cancer cells to be there, you can balance it out, is what I'm hearing.
Okay, very good. And one more real quick question. I had a girlfriend pass over a couple years ago, and I just found out, and her name was Sue. I was wondering if there's any messages or connection I could ask her. If she has
I'm not particularly seeing her.
Okay.
That's not to mean she's not communicating. I'm just not seeing her during this session that you and I are talking.
Okay.
I'm not sure. You may want to spend some more time thinking about and making a connection with her through manners of, you know, if you just happen to think of her, just give it a, hey, Sue, how's it going? Kind of that reuniting that friendship energy.
Okay, great.
And then that'll open the channel up. She can communicate a little bit easier.
And I have a granddaughter that cannot see at all. She's only 1.5. She's legally blind. She's not blind, but she's legally, you know, it's that bad.
Right.
Is there, what do you see about that?
Was it caused because of some nutritional situations?
I don't know. She was just, they just kind of figured it out after she was a few months old. Her mother's an optometrist, and I think that's the only reason they did figure it out so soon. She had gestational diabetes when she was pregnant, and that's the only thing that I know about.
Okay. I would look at diet. I would look at some nutritional things that she may be lacking in her system.
Oh, okay. Any hints in that diet way? I mean,
I'm not seeing anything that I could say to you, oh, you know, get her some K, get her some C, get her some kale, get her some... I'm just hearing look at nutritional and something to do with a diet.
Okay. All right. I'll try that.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dee, go ahead. This is April. How can I help you?
Hi, April. How are you?
I am spectacular.
That's good.
How are you?
I'm doing real good, thank you. My question is, spiritually speaking, do you see that I'm on the right path? Or is there anything that I can do to improve it?
Yes, you are, but no, you're not.
Ooh, okay.
That's another bigness at times, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you are on the right path, and yes, you are moving in the right manner, but no, you're not, because you're being held back by an external force.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but that's how they're presenting it to me. They're also saying that you need to expand your horizon beyond what's right there within your own space.
Okay.
I'm getting the feeling that there is a person or someone that is kind of holding you back from grabbing a hold of the brass ring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing
that's true. Yes, I am helping my daughter raise her 3 children, 2 of which are autistic, and possibly the third one is.
Okay. And that consequently is going to help slow you down a little bit, and that's okay, because kids and children are so important, and, you know, being there and loving and helping them. But also you need to look beyond for your own self, for your own path, for your own purpose. They're wanting you to move beyond that. I'm trying to think of the word that they're trying to give me. They're often will say, don't push the river, don't try so hard, don't move so hard, but they're kind of giving me the nudge to tell you it's time to push the river a little bit further and a little bit further past your own little cubicle, your own, you've got yourself very boxed.
Yes, but is this related to, my dream is to have a school on a farm, especially for children that are autistic, and help them to learn to connect to the planet and to Mother Earth, you know, and to learn how to grow and to learn how to live from the land.
Okay.
Is that something, is that my purpose? That's what I believe it to be.
It's a very strong drive for you, yes. I see you there in the capacity of being a provider of the space, not necessarily the provider of the hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that as a strong gift that could go forward, and that's where you need to step outside the box.
Okay.
And you're going to need to bring in others that can offer somatic help, that can offer the non-traditional helps, like you're that wanting to connect with Mother Earth, that wanting to connect with that type of thing. I'm also hearing that there is something about horsetail that would be a very strong benefit in dealing with autism. I have no idea why they just gave me that. There's something about horsetail, and horsetail being a plant.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about horse therapy.
That would be excellent in itself, too. But there's something about horsetail. Horsetail being, they're telling me, horsetail being the oldest, one of the oldest plant lives that's been on Mother Earth through time and time and time, there's something about that that could be beneficial as well.
Oh, interesting. How about the baby, the third one child? Is that child going to turn out to be autistic as well?
The third child?
Yes.
I'm hearing no.
No? Okay.
I'm hearing no.
Okay. He has a lot of problems, though, a lot of emotional problems already, even though he's not even 2 years old yet, or at least that's what I see. I'm not sure if I'm correct or not.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it as autism, no.
Okay.
I'm seeing that there are other complications and there are other problems, but not in the manner of like the older children.
Okay. Okay.
You know, you may have to deal with very similar things, but it's once again, they're saying get out of that box, get out of that box. I'm seeing it kind of like a labeling, and rather than try to find the real source to the real problem,
uh-huh.
It's just as easy to throw that label and not really search out the real truth.
Okay.
That's that get out of the box. That's that see beyond where you're at right there.
Okay.
And the, and the baby falls into that same category.
Okay.
Yes, your dream on the providing a farm and providing a place is very strong. It's very positive, and it's very much in the right alignment. But make sure that when you do this, you bring in other practitioners who can offer guidance, like the horse therapy that you were picking up.
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole idea. My whole idea is to just end up being a whole community thing where everyone's involved, you know. The parents as well as the children coming in and working the farms. I want to have an animal rescue, and I want to bring in everybody that wants to come, that has anything to offer, or just wants to be a part of it. I want to involve everyone.
For some reason, I heard you're going to connect with an attorney who's going to help you set up the insurances that are absolutely perfect. You're going to make that connection through an attorney. I don't know if that's a concern or has even been a thought, but that's what they just said.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. You have an absolutely wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you again. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The many things that we can go through in life and the many things that we can offer help out to others and in ways of healing and in ways of offering love and light and you know, providing places and providing spaces for people to be able to heal and to get better. And one of the themes that it seems that some of these callers had today and some of the messages that had come in as emails was, I want to do energy healing work and those doubts that will start riding within ourselves. And the message that's been coming through so strongly for me is to share that, start practicing it, start doing it step by step, baby steps. Maybe don't go into this full guns and full out there. I'm doing this as a business. That's what I, you know, that's how I am. I work as a business. That's me. I'm out there. I teach this and I do it because it's my passion and it's because my drive. But when I started out very much like everybody else 30 years ago, out there just learning, and it was just becoming verbiage and it was just becoming a reality. And you start one little step at a time. And allowing yourself to do what it is you're feeling led to do. Let yourself go out there and accomplish what you're feeling yourself needing to be out there to accomplish. I do want to share one more message that came through. I had received an email from a young gal, I believe she's about 9 years old, and she had lost her cat. And her question to me was, is my cat okay? And I want to answer your question here on the program, as I told you in the email that I would. I connected with my granddaughter, who is exactly the same age that you are, and her immediate response was, as her and I were working together, was that she saw the cat. Yes, the cat is fine. The cat is actually being cared for by a gentleman. The gentleman who found the cat is taking care of him, feeding her, and providing her a very nice home. We could see her walking down a sidewalk. She's in an area over by the lake. I don't know if you have a lake in the area where you're at or if this person found her and took her to a place by a lake. But your cat's actually by a lake, and that if you would like to try to make reconnection with this animal, to go ahead and make flyers and put them out in public access areas, like at the grocery store or in areas where they have bulletin boards that you could put out information about your missing cat. Your cat is fine and is being taken care of by another person. know that we got right into the program and they started bringing messages forward just so fast and just so right here, right now. I guess I was a little bit concerned we weren't going to get on the air, and they made sure we got on okay today and that we got every message through that was really coming through with strength and with to help, to bring encouragement and to bring connections and guidance. And that is what this is all about, being able to bring those messages across. One of the things that they're telling me to share with everybody is to consider hope. When we don't have hope, we've let go. And when we've let go, we've let all of that dream and all of that guidance that we're getting from our masters and from the teachers and from the animals and from the angels, when we let go of that hope, we let go of the reality of that there is a way, that it is going to happen, and that maybe if you're in a job where you don't see that you can move forward, there is hope to know that, yes, there is a way for this to happen. Yes, there is. It's going to happen. It's going to move. Things are going to be there as soon as we can see outside the box of that, and as soon as we can connect with that and understand it and allow that hope to remain with us. I'm hearing this as an angelic message because of the vibration of the voice that's coming through, is to hold on to the wings of our prayers, hold on to the wings of our meditation, and let the hope guide us and let that hope lead us and direct us and bring us to that consider hope rather than considering the doubt, considering the lack, considering the fears. Consider hope. Consider the reality of the hope. Know that as long as we can hold on to that and as long as we can be enlightened by that, it's going to be okay. Things are going to work out to the highest vibration because we're holding on to that divine hope. We're holding on to that divine energy. We're holding on to the guidance from the masters. I also have a parent who is on the other side who has a child who's about 25. She's female. The child is female and she's about 25. They said that you are contemplating going back to school and that you quit when they had passed. And they're saying, please move forward. Please go back to school. Please go back into your education and move forward so that you don't get held back like they did. I kind of feel like this parent didn't complete what they were doing, didn't complete their schooling, didn't complete their dreams. They let go of their hope because of getting married, having a family, and then, you know, needing to move into, needing to make the money, that type of thing. And this energy that I'm getting from the parent is sending the message to this child who's approximately 25. She's female. It is a female. They're saying, please consider going back to school. Please consider re-looking at the entrance of going back to school. They also want me to share a message with Danielle that your school is going to be taken care of and the financial aid stuff is in place and everything is in divine order. I'm going to have to shut down energy. I'm going to have to pull back because we're getting near the top of the hour here in a few minutes. And I wanted to get a chance to share some information with you. We do have a school. We do a lot of teaching. We do a lot of teaching. I travel and teach. And I come to a lot of the areas where people have been calling from today. And I also offer a lot of these teachings online and through online classes and through correspondence classes. And I want to encourage you to check it out. It's on our website, which is whitewolflearninginstitute.com. And if you ever want to travel to Alaska and take a weekend retreat, we pick you up at the airport, we provide your lodging, we provide your meals, and then we can take you back to the airport. So those are things that we offer as well here at the facility. And I really feel like we all need to move forward in our paths. We all need to be expanding our knowledge and expanding who we are and what we know, because we have to offer so much out and we have to be able to go in so many different directions. So check that out at whitewolflearninginstitute.com and check on the catalog. And it is in the Word program, so if you are not able, Microsoft Word, if you're not able to open that and you would like to get a hard copy of that, just send me a quick little email at april@whitewolfapril.com and say, hey, I'd like to get a catalog, and we'll mail that right off to you. One of the other things that we've recently come into fulfillment of is our catalog that goes with the Essential Oil Company and the herbal that we do here in Alaska is now done, and it's complete, and that's also located on Soltara, S-O-L-T-A-R-A, essences.com. And you're welcome to check there if you can't open it, like I said on the other. Just send me a quick email and say, hey, I'd like one of your essential catalogs, and we'll get that sent out to you as well. As we make connections and as we bring messages forward, you'll find out more things that are going on, places that I am going to be, or different programming that's going to be on. You can find that out at april@whitewolfapril.com, or you can go on to a new site that we have that's called acrosstheveil.ning.com. And messages are posted there. People can ask questions there, and it's a place to communicate with other people and realizing and seeing different guidances that may be coming in for everyone. And I oftentimes end up posting messages that may come to me in the evening as I'm sitting and I'm in meditation and I'm not necessarily on a program or I don't have a client that I'm visiting with. And I'll feel led to put those messages there. You may find a message there that's for you. Those are the type of things that you'll find on acrosstheveil.ning.com. And I welcome you and invite you to join that. It's a social networking group for, it's called Across the Veil Psychic Network. And it's really fun and it's really a nice way to communicate and ask questions and maybe share insight with others as well. And we have another site that's called DragonRidersUnite.ning.com. And this is a group of people who have come together with like-minded energies of coming in and offering the prayers and meditations and connections through the energy of dragon to bring that to the places of Mother Earth that maybe need a touch, maybe need that extra little bit of love and guidance. We also have products which are located on my website. We have some newsletters that we put out once a month and just a number of things that are here to help expand your knowledge and help expand the growth into understanding what's going on. And all the avenues that we can use and all the ways that we can communicate with technology as it is today, unlike mine, which has been challenged today as we've been trying to untangle some of the different things that we've had happening, it's kind of fun to know that we've got technology there that, for example, we're doing a class every Monday evening on spiritual development, and on that spiritual development class, you're able to do that online. I see that it's the top of the hour, and I want to say it has been wonderful to be with you, and until we're together again on Wednesday, may your life be blessed with love, abundance, and hope.